This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening, everyone. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We're going to find out about that because my middle name is Thumbs, and I've been talking to Jeff at Aero Precision, and we're going to do the build-proof project. And normally whenever I work on something, it just detonates. It doesn't matter what it is. I can be planting a fern, it detonates. They assure me I can build an Aero Precision rifle. We're going to find out. Stay tuned for that. But tonight, because of their proximity to all of the politically correct shenanigans and gun control, anti-freedom stuff from Aero Precision, we're going to talk about things happening in Washington State, where we got a few people listening right now. And we're going to talk with Aero Precision in the form of Chad Larson. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Very nice for you to be with us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yes, sir. Quite the shenanigans going on in Washington State. You got a bunch of sheriffs out there. Let's see. You got 39. I think you have 39 counties in Washington, and 27 sheriffs have said, we're not going to enforce this. And now the attorney general is threatening them. They've been getting death threats and everything. I always thought that, you know, Washington was a nice state.
Yeah, it's been, it is a pretty good state. You know, we've had some progress done in gun laws, getting suppressors legalized for use, getting SBRs legalized for use. But we've taken some steps back, too, in the last couple of years with the Initiative 594 and the most recent one, this Initiative 1639. So,
and that's the one the sheriffs are saying they're not going to enforce. That's the latest one.
More than half the sheriffs in the state of Washington have gone on record to say that they will not be actively enforcing Initiative 1639 until it's proven to be, until it actually gets enacted into law and survives the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation's legal challenge. So,
now, wasn't part of the proclamation by the sheriffs, they wanted to at least wait till the litigation had run its course, right?
Yeah, they basically have said that, yeah, it doesn't make any sense to try and enforce it if there's a valid legal challenge, a constitutionality challenge to the law that needs to be resolved before they can, you know, actively enforce it. So,
how many parts of I-5? Now, there were a lot of parts of I-594. How many desperados have been caught buying guns without, you know, going through the background check?
I haven't looked at it lately, but as far as I know, there was one single person that has been convicted of that initiative.
And that came, what year was that enacted? Was that 2017, 2016? Which was it?
Was that 3 years ago? I believe it was like two or 3 years ago. I think it was 17, yeah. Or was it 15, something like that.
Any idea what the percentage of people actually, I mean, the dead statistic on the debunked study was that 40% of all guns are bought without a background check, which is, even the people that did the study said, you know, that wasn't really correct. In Colorado, they're saying the percentage is about 6% that are actually going and getting they have universal background checks, too. That was one of the things that came out of I-594, but I had heard there were some things out of I-594 they could not enforce as well. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly what that was specifically, but basically the issue is that no one has been like prevented from purchasing a firearm that should be allowed to purchase a firearm because of it. And because of that, the judge throughout the challenge against 594. So basically there has to be someone convicted of it that shouldn't have been, or for them to take it back up to the state Supreme Court to get it overturned. So.
Right. Right. Now, which part of 1639 is it that the sheriffs are objecting to?
It's basically the terminology for the most part. They've changed in the terminology of all the semi-automatic rifles to now being an assault rifle, but the assault rifle definition isn't actually in the RCWs, our Revised Code of Washington, not actually in there yet. It doesn't take effect, you know what I mean, until the July 1st. So,
right.
There's that. There's the fact that it's preventing someone who is 18 years old, 18 to 20, 18 after 20, from being able to purchase a semi-automatic firearm, semi-automatic rifle, because it prevents them from purchasing it, even though they are an adult at 18, and the federal laws allow them to purchase, semi-automatic rifles at 18. Yeah, and then also the storage portion of it, too. Basically, it says that you have to securely store your firearms, or you could be liable if someone steals your firearm and uses it in a crime, but they don't basically call out what that safe storage requirements are. So it's up to interpretation. So.
Right. And now safe storage, the safe storage thing, that's the thing that always bothers me the most, because to me there's the Fourth Amendment violation right there. How are they going to enforce safe storage, for example?
That's another issue that a lot of the law enforcement officers have is, it gives them provisions to go to someone's house and check for safe storage, but it doesn't tell them what that actually is. There's nothing in there that's actually defined. So until someone is charged with unsafe storage and there's, litigation involved one way or another, they don't really know what to do. No one knows how to enforce it. No one knows what it actually is. What is actually considered safe storage? So,
well, I that's the big question, isn't it? Now, for me, safe storage means that nobody can get to the gun, and that I know exactly where it is. But with some safe storage laws, that means taking the gun apart or taking the ammo and putting that somewhere in the gun in a separate place, basically making the gun no longer a self-defense implement, more like a gun-shaped paperweight. Is any of that spelled out in the manner that they're looking for?
Not to my knowledge. I believe there were some provisions there about it being, legally carried on the person, and that's considered safe storage. But the issue comes into what portion of that then is not considered safe storage, and how far do you have to go? Even if a gun, has a gun lock and is locked in a, just a regular, cabinet or something, is that considered safe storage, or does it have to be, locked in an actual safe? And if it's an actual safe, what are the requirements for a safe versus a storage locker?
So. Right. I don't know. That has to be one of the troubling ones, because I don't know what the percentage of people are that own guns that don't have quote unquote safe storage. Most of mine are put around the house in various places so that nobody can get the drop on me. If I'm enjoying my turkey pot pie, I have a gun nearby. So. But my youngest son is 28 years old, and he carries a gun, too. What is concealed carry a fairly widespread thing in Washington State?
It is, actually. It's been up more and more every year. Washington State basically is a shall-issue state. So if you apply for a concealed pistol license and you're not a prohibited person, you get it issued within that 30-day period, and then it's good for 5 years before you have to renew it. So.
We're about to head to the first break. Arrow Precision USA is the preeminent supplier of parts for the AR-15 platform, among other things. And we're going to get into that as we go, because I got to hang out at their booths at SHOT Show, and I was blown away by all the stuff there. If you probably already have some of their DNA in an AR that you may own, but if you want to make it better, you can go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Chad Larson from Arrow Precision. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
And, you know, Aero Precision USA is the place you go to check all that stuff out. And we're talking to Chad Larson from Aero Precision because Aero Precision is forced to work in a very, hasn't always been this kind of hostile in Washington State, has it?
No, it hasn't. It's been pretty good for the most part. You know, we do have a lot of positive laws, but the last couple of years, these initiatives that have been introduced have kind of changed the landscape for firearms rights in the state.
Now, and you guys don't have to fight this alone. I mean, you've got the Second Amendment Foundation there with Alan Gottlieb and Alan. I mean, I'm on a couple of Alan's radio stations there. He's got all kinds of stuff going on in Washington State. Did we have some sort of a change in who's getting elected there? Did a bunch of Californians come there and change the electoral look makeup, or what happened with that?
Not really. That's why they've actually gone to the initiatives. Anytime that they brought stuff like this up in the legislature from the representatives or the senators, it never typically makes it out of committee. That's why they've moved this initiative process to try and get things passed. The issue we do have is that there's basically three large counties that we have in the large metropolitan areas, Snohomish County, King County, and Pierce County, and they tend to be, you know, more left-leaning Democrat, California-ish, sometimes in their look, in their outlook, and that's where stuff like this comes from, where the rest of the state, half of the western Washington and pretty much all of eastern Washington is, you know, red Republican and pro-gun rights, so...
That's interesting. That's interesting. So now you guys aren't going to move your business there. I mean, when that happens, when they come at how much, since you guys are just parts makers and you just sell parts, how does this affect your day to day?
We imagine it'll have some impact. The good thing is that a lot of these type of people that try to make these laws have no idea what they're talking about with firearms or definitions. So, particular law only applies to semi-automatic rifles. Does not apply to lower receivers or other firearms or frames. So, we focus typically more on parts in the parts market. So, even for our local local citizens of Washington that are going to be affected by this, we focus more on lower receivers than complete rifles. If the challenge, you know, to this law gets dismissed, then we are forced to deal with it. So,
That's interesting. When I look at how many people do you guys employ? Businesses like you have a little. Do you have your own little ecosystem around you? You've got people delivering shipping supplies. You got people taking care of your drink machines. You got vehicles. You got how big is Aero Precision in that state?
We've grown quite a bit. When I first started, we had one building. I think right around 40, 45 employees. I think the last count that I saw from our HR department was we're up to about 295 employees, and right. We actually have five different buildings here in the downtown Tacoma area. So, yeah, we do have our own, ecosystem. We use a lot of the shipping companies that are here that have local employees. We have our vending machines. We use the local tech support for our CNC machines. Stuff like that. So it's right. And even the businesses for lunch and stuff. You know what I mean? We have Jimmy John's. I think gets a ton of business from us because they're fast and they're close. So if anybody wants a sandwich and they're hungry, it gets there fast. So different vendors for food. You know what I mean? Come in all the time. So yeah, we are have become a rather large force. You know, in the Tacoma area for tax base, for not only for employees and revenue from. Salaries, but also from just the money that our employees spend in the area. So,
So when they're putting one of these initiatives together, now, can I presume that that's going to be something that some moneyed interest puts together and says, we want to get this out there, and they pay so much, and they get it on a ballot somehow? Is that the way that works?
Oh, yeah. This is all from the Bloomberg, you know, billionaire funding, Washington Association for whatever it is. Basically, that push it forward, but they're, you know, funded by Bloomberg, you know, anti-gun initiative stuff. So it's all from them. So, yeah, they basically can pay not only to get on the ballot. There was issues with it, 1639, that they were falsely describing what the initiative was to get people to sign it to get on the ballot in the first place. And then there was an issue with the description, the initial description that was used in the voter pamphlet on it, where it was not very clear and it was very much biased to have people vote yes for this initiative, instead of, you know, being fair and unbiased, because, you know, the local attorney general from the state of Washington is basically asked to have this initiative put on a ballot because he believes it's what needs to be done. So.
This is the same attorney general that also is threatening sheriffs and everything else with. What is he threatening them with?
What did he say? Basically, it was something about funding, or basically their duty was to their citizens, and if they don't enforce the laws that the state has, that they could be held liable if there's a sale or transfer of a firearm to a dangerous individual prohibited from possessing a firearm, and that individual uses that firearm to do harm. So basically, threatening them with the same thing that this law threatens all of us with. If, you know, somebody steals your gun out of your house and they think that you had it locked up or secured well enough and uses it in a crime, that you could be held liable for that crime as well. So.
That's sort of a big if. What is the incidence in Washington State of this act, of that circumstance actually happening?
I'm not sure. I haven't really seen a percentage of what happens. Even in the city of Seattle, they've had several instances where higher ranking officials have had their personal firearms stolen out of their vehicles when they're, you know, in downtown. So
right,
yeah,
right. Right. So, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about Arrow Precision and the stuff that they do, and as well as we continue talking about this 1639 and this constant attack. And, you know, I want to know if there's anything else on the horizon, if they've gotten everything they want now, or I'm sure they haven't. But Arrow Precision USA, if you have an AR-15, chances are you have something they've already made. But if you really want to take your weapon to the next level, they have that something waiting for you at arrowprecisionusa.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Chad Larson. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things got a bit heated on the House floor when debating a resolution that condemns hate speech. It started out as a proposal condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements by Democrats. Republican leader and congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy.
I hope you've seen from the action on this side of the aisle of where we stand. We didn't have to have a resolution, but when it came to the floor, we voted for it. We took action before it came to the floor. And it wasn't simply, please apologize. It didn't have to be this hard.
The resolution did pass by a two-thirds majority. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump Company failed to pay his attorney fees and legal costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works, mm-hmm. and the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of... What do I hear blowing? This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, we're going to find out because Bill Thumbs Friday is going to try to put one together, and we're going to see. I've never done it before. I have an affinity for, and I know why it's going to be this way, Chad will tell you, because Chad will tell you. But my guest from Aero Precision is Chad Larson. You guys really specialize. When you put a gun together, it's more for display just to show what the finished product would look like. Then you guys don't actually sell fully built guns, do you?
We sell some, but we really do focus more on the parts because that's where we, basically shine is in the manufacture of the parts, the heart and soul, you know, of the firearm receivers and the handguards and barrels. So
now I came out there and I spoke with Brian at the 2018 SHOT Show, I believe it was, and I wasn't really paying attention. And this year I was out there at your booth on the first floor, and I set up and filmed with Jeff, and then Brian came by, and this time I was paying attention. You guys have a lot of the gun industry coming to you to get their parts, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And we've just been expanding upon that. We started off with, our focus on the receivers, and then expanded there from handguards and, a lot of the small parts and stuff as well. So,
well, that part of it, That part of it is what impressed me, because I was watching all these types, like when I was filming with Brad or with Jeff. This dude, I mean, we got a camera on a tripod, and I'm standing there with this stick-looking thing that looks like a microphone in Jeff's face, and we're talking, and this dude from some company that wants to look at something just gets right in the middle of our shot. But due to the magic of editing, I got rid of him. But he was in a little confab of people. He had somebody from Aero Precision with him, and he had a little group of people with him from whatever company he was from. I never found that out. And they were discussing quite actively this part, that part, the other part. And, I mean, I never realized, like, you guys look at every single part as something that you can make better, don't you?
Yeah, we absolutely do. Every part, not only the receivers, but all the small parts, you know, on it as well.
Jeff was up there, and we got to the part where I thought we were done, and then we weren't done. And he started pulling parts out of his pockets, and I was like, okay, well, hang on, there's more. And he would say, okay, check out this barrel nut. I'd be like, oh, sexy barrel nut. But then he would hand me this thing that was like a whisper of weight, but it was a barrel nut.
Yeah.
And so you guys are looking at these things, and what is the light? Do you have any idea what the lightest possible? Because most of the time when people want to make an AR that's really light, they try to make it with polymer. They make a polymer lower, and in some cases I've seen, like, Robar used to make a polymer upper and lower.
Yep.
So, and whoever's running the board, as a side note, I'm being hit by a whole bunch of people right now saying that the GCN Live part is down, if you would look at that. But anyway, that part of it impressed me. Then when he started pulling out this bolt carrier, I've always wanted to have an AR-10.
Yep.
And, everyone I've ever owned had extraction problems.
Yep.
And you guys looked at that.
We did. We knew that was one of the biggest issues that we've seen, and heard from our customers as well, was that it's not quite like the AR-15 where it's easy to just throw all the parts together and it works. The AR-10 is a little bit more a little bit more involved. You got to be able to fine tune some stuff because there's no real standard for it. People just kind of copy everyone else, and we really felt that when it came to the bolt, no one actually did a ground up engineering design review on the bolt and the bolt carrier. They just basically copied what everyone else did, and when it had issues, they would beef up the different parts, add more tension to the extractor, add a heavier buffer spring, etc., to try and tame down whatever issue it was causing. And we didn't really feel like that was the solution to it, so I was able to get our some time for an engineer to actually devote to doing a ground up review of that. And he came up with some pretty interesting things regarding the extractor shape and spring rate and pivot point and all that kind of stuff to basically make sure that it functions reliably, every time. And we're really happy with the results so far. It's not a big, huge, sexy part, but it's the fact that it will really help, eliminate any issues that people are having with extraction and ejection on their 308s, 6i Creedmoors, etc. We're really happy to get that product to market. Well,
that's the thing, isn't it, though? That's the thing. The idea of a part being a sexy part, like, look at that rail, look at that lower, look at that trigger guard, look at that magwell, where everybody does all of their stuff to make it striking. But at the same time, I know lots of people, and I've been one of them. I've always wanted the AR-10 just to work. Just wanted it to work. You know, AR-15. Yeah. AR-15 platform is, Stoner's platform is supposed to work with anything. I should be able to put rubber bands in it and make it work. But you can't do it with a 308. And it's always been because of that bolt carrier group. And nobody's ever decided to work on that or fix that. And now, are you the only guys that have done that?
There's a couple other companies, Knight Armament's done that, LMT has done that, I believe, too. They've put some R&D and stuff into that, and it kind of shows in the amount of price that their bulk carrier groups go for. They're in the, basically about double what our bulk carrier groups go for the 308s, so...
But by you guys developing it, with you being OEM for so many other players out there, this could be like a resurgence of the AR-10 platform, couldn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're going to. We've already been had been contacted by a lot of OEMs that are interested in, you know, what we've come up with the Stereo 8 Bolt Carrier Group in order to add it to their lineup. So.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how that goes. I want to see how that one goes. That is definitely something. Although I ran this across Jeff because I want to get your take on this too, because I haven't, you know, I only get to talk to you when you're on the show. I want something to run around and shoot from Aero Precision. And so I talked to Brian and I talked to Jeff and I said, I really would like for you guys to build a gun. But then I talked to Jeff the other day when we were setting this up, and he's like, well, we'd really like for you to build one. And I was like, do you understand what that means? When I go put gas in the car, I have to have the bomb squad standing by. And I don't smoke. I don't use my phone or nothing. I mean, I'm just that. I used to be mechanically adept. I'm no longer mechanically adept. And plus, I'm getting arthritis in my hands and everything. But he has assured me that I can. But we're going to call this the Bill Proof Project. We're going to see how that goes. So I will let you mull that over. What I want to get your response from that in the next segment, because we're coming up on the break. But for those of you who own an AR-15, you probably already have the love in some piece or another that's on that AR-15. But Aero Precision is like a fine race, like a Formula One racing team. They look at every part as a weak point, and they go at that, and they look at that. Then they identify the weak point. Then they re-engineer it to either be lighter or stronger or more foolproof. And then at the end of the day, while you're looking at it, you may not see it. But when you put it together, the weapon that you put together is going to run like a Swiss watch. And this kind of R&D and everything else, there's just really no way to quantify how valuable that is. And that's at Aero Precision USA. We'll be right back. My guest is Chad Larson. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Not only quality, but scientifically sound. Checking them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Chad Larson from Aero Precision. I did not know you guys did. Well, first of all, what do you think about the Bill Proof project?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah?
I like putting them together myself. I'm a DIYer. I like doing things myself. So, you know, putting my first one before I even worked for Aero was actually an Aero Precision rifle that I put together. So
now, let me ask you a question about this. Now, I know a lot of people that never buy an AR-15. They only build AR-15s. So what is it about? I mean, once this begins, once you get, how high a degree of mechanical aptitude am I going to need to put one together?
You really don't need a whole lot. It's a little intimidating the first time that you do it, but for the most part, all the parts really only go in one place and go in one way. So after you do your first one, it kind of, you know, you get the idea of how it comes together. Now, you know, after the hundreds I put together, I could dump the whole parts out into one big pile, and I could pick out everything I need to put together in a matter of minutes. So
I noticed, and I'm thinking real serious about having a. I want to film this, but I don't want to have to do like a time lapse and say, "Well, it only took me 92 hours to put this together." I want to film it. I wanted to put it together. How long should it take to put one together?
I think our armory guys can, when they're on a roll, they can get a lower receiver put together in about 5 to 6 minutes. Your average person is probably closer to maybe like 15, 20 minutes, making sure you're taking your time and, you know, putting everything together. So
that's impressive. What about in total? How long does it take them to do the total build?
I want to say they're about the same time for complete upper as well. So if you're talking about 10 to 20 minutes, depending on, you know, which caliber it is, what hanger, et cetera. So
Well, I'm presuming it's going to be 5.56, so, you know. And I, with the gas block and everything, I've been told that some of these actually are bill proof because you have indents built into places to where I can't mess it up. But anyway, we will see. For all the stuff that I knew you did with ARs, I did not know you guys did anything with Glocks. I saw a setup of many Glocks. What is it that you guys do with Glocks? How much work do you do on a Glock, or are these parts that you sell for a Glock?
Right now, they're parts that we sell for a Glock. So we partnered up with Gregos Precision. They're just down the road from us in Lakewood, and we're getting set up to do the OEM manufacturing for their slides. Right now, they're doing them in house, but they'd like us to do them for them. Because that's what we specialize in is hard goods, gun parts, whereas they specialize mostly in tactical nylon, soft goods. So it's taking us a little bit longer than we like, but we're actually just about ready to get going on full-scale production here in our manufacturing facility. So,
how many CNC machines do you guys have?
I lost count on the five different buildings. I think about 25 different horizontals. They have two quadrexes. They have two integrexes, which are basically different machines. They feed the material in a different way. They have Eurotex that we use to manufacture the muzzle devices. They have a Fanuc robot, which is this arm that basically can grab the extrusion for the handguards and feed into one of the integrexes, and that's a pretty cool thing to watch. It's all automated. There are so many machines now, I've lost count.
Now, I'm not very familiar with Grey Ghost. Is Grey Ghost sort of like a modification house, sort of a la Agency Arms and Zev and people like that? Or
no, they're basically the offshoot of Tactical Tailor. They focus more on the commercial side, whereas Tactical Tailor focuses more on the government procurement side. For tactical nylon, for soft goods, pouches, packs, belts, etc. So,
I'm very familiar with Tactical Tailor. I like this stuff. I've never, with AR-500 armor, they make their own plate carriers. And given that I am not a hardcore military guy anymore, I don't need one of that type. But I know that they're also state of the art when it comes to tactical nylon.
Yep.
I know Gene Higdon, who used to own HSGI, and he speaks very highly of Tactical Tailor. So those sewing guys, they always stick together.
Yeah, the sewing guys, yep.
So will it always be – I mean, there has to be a certain advantage to just making parts, right? I mean, it's – you guys don't have to worry with some of the regulations that a gun manufacturer would have to have, don't you?
Yeah, there's some advantages for sure. We really can focus on our core competencies, what we do best, for manufacturing, for volume manufacturing, rather than having to focus on the actual assembly then of all those individual parts being manufactured into the complete firearm. So that's really what we do is the parts. It's easier for us to do, us to focus on and focus on the individual parts than to beef up our armory and assembly staff to be basically taking all those parts that we manufacture and putting them into, complete guns. So one thing that you brought up before, too, about the AR-15s and assembling your own is when you assemble your own, you can customize it exactly how you want to. You're not buying anything extra that you don't want. So a lot of people buy their first AR-15, then they upgrade it, they end up with a box full of parts and stuff they don't want. When you go to build your own, you don't have to do that. You can put every single part that you want to in there from the get-go, so you don't have to do the upgrade. You're customizing it from the start. So
right. I imagine the one part that I see most of the time that gets replaced by everybody is that buttstock that comes standard with everybody. Why do they even bother making that? Somewhere out there, I mean, could those be recycled?
Yeah, I know. I had a box full of about six or seven of those from different, firearms I've purchased that and I've upgraded them. But, you have to have something to put on there for the most part, or you don't. We actually do have a line of OEM-style complete lowers that don't have a stock on it because of that reason.
Right.
It actually costs us money to buy it and to put it on there, and that is like the easiest thing to swap out because you just pull a lever and slide it off, and then you can put whatever butt stock you want to on it. So we do offer a line of complete lowers without a stock, so you can, again, customize it, put whatever stock you want on it from the get-go.
Well, I've got a firm grasp on the ecosystem that you guys have set up, and I want to try to build one with it just because I want to see what that would feel like. And I know that AR-15s are, there's two things I've noticed about AR-15s. How well does the upper take the heat? The muzzle device is very important, and weight. And trigger comes in a very close, that trigger can come in sort of close with that. But those are the things I'm always concerned about with an AR-15. But some of the things some of these guys do for weight are, you know, these polymer upper and lowers and everything. I've just got to wonder about how long of a life that's going to possibly have.
Yeah, the longevity of those parts is, you know, definitely suspect. You know, you see photos all over the internet of parts like that have blown up or cracked or broken or whatever. So, while you're trying to save as much weight as possible, there are some instances where you're really not saving that much weight and you're giving up a lot of, you know, longevity and structural integrity to switch that material. So.
Right, right. Well, I remember I've seen a lot of guns come out where they tried to bank them polymers. Chris Vector used to blow the side out all the time. Boom, bam, just blow the side out. And I know that was a big deal there for a while, and that's fine. I know they had to fix it, but anyway. Thank you for joining me. Tell Jeff that I will be in touch with him as soon as I can, and we got to get this thing going, and then have another chat about it. And of course, I'll be paying attention to 1639, and we will address their shenanigans later.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Aero Precision USA. Go check the parts out because you probably already have some, but you could use a few more. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is writer David Kodrill. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.